This is an AeroNews Touch and Go for February 25th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. As the Federal Aviation Administration fights to keep from being forced back to the bargaining table with air traffic controllers, the Controllers Union continues escalating its rhetoric in its effort to rattle the public's faith in the FAA's competence. The latest round in the bout has the National Air Traffic Controllers Association claiming a supervisor at the FAA's Oakland Air Route Traffic Control Center turned the volume down on the facility's emergency frequency monitor just as controllers were straining to hear a distress call. The radio traffic in question concerned a van's RV-7, which went down the afternoon of February 17th north of Sacramento, California. The pilot, who was the lone occupant, died in that crash. FAA's Ian Greger told ANN, quote, "In this case, as usual, the facts do not support the union's melodramatic rhetoric." Greger added that the volume on the receiver, which had been at a very high level, was reduced by the supervisor only after he determined that another FAA facility was handling the report and that the action had no effect on the outcome. You can read more details in the print version of this story at aero-news.net. There are apparently no survivors following the Thursday evening crash of an ATR-42-300 airliner in southwestern Venezuela. The Associated Press reports the aircraft was owned by a small Venezuelan airline called Santa Barbara. The plane was reported missing 30 minutes after takeoff from Merida en route to Simon Bolivar International Airport near Caracas. Manifests indicate 46 persons were on board the turboprop. Merida Emergency Management Director Noel Marquez says search crews were dispatched to the mountainous region of Collado del Condor after nearby residents reported hearing a great crash. Helicopter crews located the wreckage Friday morning at an altitude of about 13,000 feet. A firefighter told local media the plane appeared to have suffered a direct impact and was, quote, practically pulverized, unquote. Weather at the time was good, but with some fog at higher elevations, there is no official word yet on the cause. Seattle Avionics Software released its Voyager flight software system version 4.0 on Friday. The company says it merges a fast DirectX charting engine with version 3.6's fuel stop auto routing. DirectX technology makes 4.0 extremely fast, capable of updating the screen more than 50 times a second if your hardware will keep up, allowing completely smooth zooms and pans. Voyager 4.0 can also display any combination of computer-generated charts with scanned, geo-referenced sectional and IFR charts, which look identical to paper charts. This enables charts with overlaid weather, TFRs, and aircraft position. The company claims over 200 new features and offers demos and a free version of the software on its website, seattleavionics.com. The B-2 Spirit Bomber is the most expensive aircraft the U.S. Navy has, and today it has one fewer. Both pilots ejected safely before their B-2 crashed in a plume of black smoke on the grounds of Anderson Air Force Base in Guam on Saturday morning. Because development costs were spread out over a total fleet production of only 21 B-2s, the cost per plane was $1.2 billion a copy. Saturday's crash was the first for a B-2. A board of officers will investigate. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you these stories from Healy Expo in Houston. MD Helicopters chooses Garmin as standard equipment. Eurocopter completes U.S. certification of its entire line. And Bell provides an update on its 429 program. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about when and how to tell your CFI he's making a mistake. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.